SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoke enthusiast. Ever feel like you're constantly putting on a brave face? Like you gotta be strong all the time, even when inside you're screaming? Well, let me tell you, that's not exactly how the masters of mental fortitude roll. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful, finding strength in vulnerability and self-acceptance. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, okay? It's about acknowledging our emotions, understanding them, and not letting them control us. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to lift a weight without warming up your muscles, right? Well, our emotions are kind of like those muscles that need attention and care too. Trying to suppress them just makes them stronger in the long run. So, what's the secret sauce here? Vulnerability. It's not about bearing your soul on a social media post every day, although, hey, if that works for you, rock it. It's about being honest with yourself about your strengths and weaknesses, embracing your imperfections, and understanding that everyone, literally everyone, feels insecure sometimes. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock this inner warrior. 1. Self-compassion is your superpower. Stoicism isn't about beating yourself up when things go wrong. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a tough time. Seriously, imagine your best friend tripped and spilled their coffee, what would you say? Get over it. No way, right? He'd probably offer a comforting word, maybe even share your own embarrassing spill story to lighten the mood. Treat yourself with that same compassion. 2. Embrace imperfection. Listen, striving for perfection is a recipe for frustration and disappointment. It's like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops, you're setting yourself up for failure. Embrace your flaws, learn from your mistakes, and celebrate the little victories along the way. You're perfectly imperfect, just like everyone else. 3. Acceptance is key. Life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. Trying to control every aspect of it is like trying to hard-cast a recipe for chaos. Instead, focus on accepting what you can't change and finding strength in the things that are within your control. You know that saying, go with the flow? Stoicism takes it to a whole new level. Bar. Connect with your values. What truly matters to you? What drives you? Identifying your core values helps guide your decisions and actions, giving you a sense of purpose and direction even when things get tough. Think about it, wouldn't it feel amazing to live in alignment with what truly matters to you? 5. Practice gratitude. This one is a game changer. Seriously, taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, big and small, can shift your entire perspective. It's like hitting that reset button on negativity and focusing on the abundance already present in your life. Ever have that moment when you're about to give a presentation or audition for something, and your heart is pounding so hard you feel like it might burst out of your chest? You know, the feeling where your palms get sweaty, your knees go weak, and all you want to do is disappear under a rock. Yeah, that's vulnerability in action. But what if I told you that those feelings of vulnerability can actually be your secret weapon? Imagine this. You're giving that presentation, and instead of trying to suppress the nerves, you acknowledge them. You take a deep breath, tell yourself it's okay to feel nervous, and then focus on sharing your message with confidence and authenticity. See, by embracing those feelings instead of fighting them, you disarm your fear and connect with your audience on a deeper level. They see your honesty, your passion, and they are more likely to listen, engage, and even be inspired by what you have to say. So remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength in action. It takes courage to show up authentically, imperfections and all. And when you do, you unlock a whole new level of connection, resilience, and inner peace. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Self-compassion is your superpower. Embrace imperfection, accept what you can't change, connect with your values, and practice gratitude. It's like a stoic toolbox for navigating life's ups and downs. Now go out there, be bold, be vulnerable, and let your true self shine. What stood out to you most from today's episode? Share your thoughts with me on social media or leave a review. And if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button for more daily dose of stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep striving for inner strength, and remember, even the bravest warriors start with a single step.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.